fits in here. Governor Quinn's budget proposal, which we're likely to see how far it goes today, you can see it maintains, slightly increases education funding, which is not what the legislature passed. Most other agencies faced a cuts, and it assumes a full statutory pension contribution, which was a increase over last year. We heard about Medicaid before, and we know that Medicaid spending, the reduction needs to be $2.7 billion. Why is it that the state budget pressure is so high with Medicaid? The enrollment in Medicaid has grown. It's going to continue to grow, as I talked about in my last presentation. And again, the end of the federal stimulus money plays a role in terms of the federal matching rate, which is lowered after the stimulus. So we have real Medicaid challenges here as well. In terms of Medicaid savings, I've talked here about where many of those so-called Medicaid savings are coming from, including reduced services on the ending the Illinois CARES prescription program for seniors, limiting adult prescriptions, eliminating adult dental care, and then there's the cigarette tax, which is passed and the governor will undoubtedly sign into law. We have the three related bills, and then we have the tobacco tax bill there as well. Who knows what's going to happen with pensions? We don't know what's going to happen with pensions. We don't even know whether what's going to pass today in the legislature. What we do know is that Speaker Madigan has now said that this is Leader Cross's problem, Leader Cross's bill, as opposed to his anymore. I can speculate with you what's going to happen on pensions. Abhijit could talk some more about it, but there we are. Then we have the Illinois bond rating problem. You can see that the Illinois bond rating, except for Puerto Rico, is the worst in the country. We're behind California, which used to be the worst in the country. And Standard & Poor's has warned that it may further downgrade its A-plus rating if the state makes no progress on structural budget solutions and doesn't address the significant pension liabilities and associated cost pressure. So we don't know what's going to happen there. So in summary, I think overall, Trustee Montgomery, state economic conditions are improving, even though you might not know it from my presentation. The budget proposals begin to address unpaid bills, but don't solve the state's problems. Questions remain regarding Medicaid and pensions, and the gap exists between the governor and the legislature. Illinois' ongoing fiscal problems are causing the state to spend increasingly more on debt service. So that's the presentation.
We'll be sure to call you if we want more of that.
Thank you.
I don't worry about general counsels. That's under my homeowner's policy. So. in the interest of time, you can hold your applause at the end. So. picking up on Dr. Rich's presentation, Joe, we'll go right to the projections right now coming out of the state controller's office are that the state is going to have about $8.5 billion of bills by the end of this fiscal year to pay. You reconcile that with Dr. Rich's because he had $6.5 billion. I don't think that includes the Medicaid, $2 billion of Medicaid bundles that are waiting to be paid. So.